Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you, off and rolling on this Friday morning, following up on a just complete disgrace by the Philadelphia Eagles. What a joke. What a complete embarrassment by the Eagles organization. The team, the coach, the general manager, the defensive coordinator, the quarterback was not good, and they're just not nearly good enough. And there's a lot to discuss, and we'll do it all with you on the phone lines at 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Joe.
Hey, bud.
Just a quick side.
Yep.
When cattle and deer graze or rest, they mm-hmm. point their bodies towards Earth's magnetic poles, which is strange. They sort of line up.
Well, that is odd. Otter is a team that doesn't run the ball and is completely dysfunctional. Let's get to it at 215-592.
So all right, listen. Last night.
Let me just say this. Lurie, I'm looking at you, dude. I am. Because everything else beneath you is a disgrace. And frankly, you're probably in disgraceful mode also now. You're the only guy that I can't say has to go because you're not going to go. You're owner guy. Let me just start with this. Sirianni is a complete joke. He is a complete joke. Nick Sirianni is totally, totally in over his head. Not running the ball, and a Mickey Mouse offense, which many have pointed out, rightfully so, resembles a high school offense. Totally unacceptable, which means, I can honestly tell you, John, I'm 43 years old, too young to remember Marion Campbell in a way that I was too young. I was seven. I was six. I didn't have it at that age for all this. I can honestly say for all that I remember in my lifetime that this is the worst coach, Eagles coach, I have ever seen the Eagles have. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, put another way, that means that Nick Sirianni is worse. And I really believe this. That means that Nick Sirianni is worse than Rich Kotite. And he is worse than Chip Kelly, which means that Jeffrey Lurie and Howie Roseman hired a head coach who is worse than Rich Kotite and worse than Chip Kelly, and they already had a lot of bad things going. See the 2020 Eagles. And then they go out and hire this guy? This organization is pathetic, and it needs to be remade. Now, the players, pass rush, awful. We'll talk about that as we move through the show. The quarterback, Jalen Hurts, not good enough. He's just not good enough, and he won't be good enough. His accuracy is horrendous, and that will not change enough in a meaningful way. Howie Roseman obviously has failed the Philadelphia Eagles. And I want to hear from everyone today at 215-592-9494. I just want to say this in summation before I turn it over to John. The Eagles need a new general manager. The Eagles need a new head coach. The Eagles need a new defensive coordinator. The Eagles need a new starting quarterback. And all of that, I say, before I even get to other aspects of the team or the organization. So, yeah, Jeff, we're looking at you. Because this is on you to fix it. Your organization is broken. Your organization, the Philadelphia Eagles, our beloved Philadelphia Eagles, the franchise, Jeff, that you oversee, it has rotted out at its core. What we saw last night and what we have seen now for a month and a half, despite two wins, what we have seen for a month and a half is nothing short of a disgrace. Joe DeCameron, wow. John Rich, and your opportunity to weigh in at 215-592-9494.
Thank you for that, because I agree wholeheartedly. It has. Last night was a national debacle.
It was.
And we should be very embarrassed. This organization embarrassed us. And they should feel that same shame. That was not a game last night. That was never a game.
I agree.
It was not even. It was such a mismatch. Such a talent disparity from start to finish across the board. I agree with everything you just said. Which I don't know. This might be a first.
Hey,
this is great.
They brought us together, John.
Yes, they did.
It
They've
only
united
took five
us.
Years. We did it.
Then no, this is.
Hey, it's good to have a little bit of a laugh. I'll just say that
it was so disastrous. I stopped. Taking notes at a point in the second half,
yep,
because it was so discouraging for me. I worried more about the things that our coach said about the game afterwards. I'm not sure that he understands how bad it is.
John, let me just say this. He is so in over his head.
No question about it.
He is so in over his head, it's beyond belief.
But the root of the problem, and I think we all recognize that you've got Howfree at the top of it, thinking that they can do this thing, this NFL thing, their own way, and it worked once. So, hey, we can do it again in a similar fashion. And that has proven to be a failure. Like, we can no longer head down this track. So I love the fact that you're being aggressive with your outlook. We need massive change. Last night was the first time where it felt to me like, you know, maybe Jalen Hurts needs a couple years to not just a couple games to figure this out, maybe a couple years to sit and watch and absorb and learn. I was very troubled after the game when we'll get to it. Jimmy cut it out. Nick Sirianni basically explained to us why the offense is the way it is. And if Jalen Hurts is our quarterback, I don't think things will change this year for the better. I'm blown away by the ineptitude on both sides of the ball. And Jonathan Gannon, he's hamstrung. Both sides of the ball. The coaches are hamstrung with the personnel that they have to work with.
To an extent, for sure.
You can do better than that.
Yep.
And I'm so exasperated with listening to, you know, I have to do better. You know, we got sick of it, hearing that from Carson, and now I get the feeling that that's going to be the same old song and dance week after week after week. Anytime we play a team that's better than marginal.
Yeah.
I mean, because we are marginal.
Are. And I'll say this, Sean, when you bring up the we have to do better line, the more classic example even than Carson is Andy. And here's the difference. When Andy Reid would say, you know, I got to be better and all that sort of stuff, while it was infuriating to us, over time I think we learned that for the most part he knew how to get better. It wasn't going to be every game every week, but for the most part Andy Reid got it. Carson last year didn't actually get it. Nick Sirianni doesn't get it. He doesn't get it. I mean, Sirianni does not.
He doesn't have a plan.
He doesn't know how to do it.
He doesn't have a far-reaching plan to solve this. And, you know, our offense has become a scramble drill on every single play.
Oh, my God.
Our offense is essentially snap it back to Jalen Hurts, and he will bail out because he doesn't have faith in his protection.
He'll run to the right.
He'll look around. You know, our routes never end up being the routes that are designed. Because the receivers have to adjust and run to where Jalen Hurts is going.
All the time.
It is not an NFL offense.
Quarterback's always in the shotgun, even if the ball is at the half-inch line. I mean, I said, John, to Amy from Villanova last night, when the Eagles had the ball first and goal at the half-inch line, I said, as they were breaking the huddle or whatever, I said, I bet you they're going to be in the shotgun. And I said, they're going to lose about 2 yards on first down. Sure enough, they did. Now, they got the ball in from the shotgun on second down with the fake pitch where then Hurts ran it in. And that's fine. But that cost them 30 seconds, which you needed that back because the defense needed to get the ball back. In the end, was it probably going to make a difference? Probably not. But I said to my girlfriend last night, I said, you watch. The ball's at the half-inch line. They could snap the ball to Hurts. The ball will physically be at the one-yard line. He'll receive the snap. He'll be at the one. The ball will be at the one. When the ball is snapped backwards to the five, the ball is on the 5-yard line.
Right.
So right. Now you actually have to, now granted, you're going to move, you know, you're going to move, you know, two or so yards before a defender can get to you. But there is a chance you're going to lose yardage.
No, this is a game.
Why?
It's a game of inches.
Yes.
Why are you handicapping yourself before every
yes.
single game in every single situation?
I mean, it's the coaching, I'm telling you guys, I've seen it. I was too young for Marion Campbell, but I've seen every Eagles head coach since then. And I can tell you beyond a shadow of a doubt, this Nick Sirianni guy, he is worse than Chip Kelly. He is worse than Rich Kotite. And there is no doubt in my mind of that. And the owner and the general manager just hired him a couple of months ago. And it was already a debacle.
They said he wowed them in the interview. How did this guy
yeah.
wow anybody at any point?
All right, let's go to the phones.
It's a lie. We are being lied to by the front office.
I just don't think they know what they're doing, John.
The veil of secrecy over what this really is, which is Howfree trying to run a team the way he wants, that's off. That veil is off, and it's failing. So now you have to try something else, and I don't believe Nick Sirianni is equipped to do that.
He's not. To the phones. Let's talk to Joe in Mayfair. Let's go, everybody. Joe, you're on WIP.
Angry, disgusted. Still, I did not sleep all night wondering what I was watching last night. Last time I checked, we don't have Mahomes, Watson, or Wilson behind center, do we?
Correct.
No.
Okay. So for their entire offense is focused around a guy who's had 10 starts now and has the least amount of professional games under his belt on the offensive side of the ball. And you are playing your offense like a video game. And it's embarrassing to see that time and time and time and time again, I think I counted 23 straight times they drop back in the first half to throw the football out of shotgun. Mm. And I thought the run and shoot was long gone. If they're absolutely throwing the football, I don't care what quarterback is back there, not going to be successful. Yes, Jalen Hurts was inaccurate on a few throws. I think he's back there dumbfounded by the offense that's being called. And you can't get in a rhythm whatsoever. The defense last night played with zero intensity. Like, there was no hard hitting. There was no pushing the Buccaneers around. The Buccaneers played a D game last night.
They did.
Yeah, they did.
Walked out
of
there with a 6-point win. And, Joe, I am with you 125%. Nick Sirianni's got two games coming up. And if he doesn't figure something out where you see anything going forward over the next two games, he's got to go after the halfway point of the season. It's a ass-clown offense, ass-clown organization. That is my vocabulary word for this organization
yeah.
is ass-clown.
Yeah.
It is embarrassing. And, guys, I know he's got a lot of calls to get to, but this is a long season, and I don't see it getting any better.
I saw something last night that I have rarely seen in the NFL. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers got deflated by how bad we were. Like, we were so inept last night. When it was 21-7 at the half, they went into the locker room, and their mentality was different in the second half. It was like, well, let's just get out of this safely.
Yeah.
It was a game for a quarter and a half. And then the Bucs themselves pulled themselves from the game.
No question.
Mentally.
They
that's so rare that you see that in the NFL.
They throttled it down because they knew they had the game won. I mean,
Parity.
No question.
There's supposed to be excellence. There is no excellence in existence in this organization right now.
Everyone's opportunity to react. The Eagles are rotted out at their core. I mean, they just are. Coach, quarterback, defensive coordinator, general manager, owner. Horrible. Horrible. Joe DeCamera and John Ritchie on a rough Friday. It really is on 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.